We're going to now open our member meeting to vote to receive a couple different ones into our membership by way of baptism and statement of faith. And we welcome them to walk in the newness of life with the family of God and to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A few years ago, I started coaching Jack soccer, started herding cats, four-year-olds on the soccer field. At our first practice, a man who had just gotten off work at Delta helped me set up some soccer goals, got to know him, and the man's name was Rick. And he had a daughter on the team. You guess what her name was? Riley. And we quickly became friends, the Whitakers and the Springers. And over the next few years, the friendship blossomed into something deeper. I began to disciple Rick the first Sunday of January 2023. Met at Waffle House just down the road. The Lord began to get Rick back on the path of Jesus that Rick began walking as a child, and the rest is history. So today, Rick leads his family to join Emmanuel Baptist Church, and he wants to give a public testimony of salvation, his baptism, and desire to follow Jesus as a member of Emmanuel. Rick, why don't you come on up here? This battery's dead.
Hello, I'm Rick Whitaker, and I'm here with my family today. My testimony, I was saved at a very young age. I was 11, and shortly after I was baptized. And then I got off the path, and then God put Ben in my life and brought me back. So I'm here today with the family, my wife and my son getting baptized. And that's my testimony. I'm super excited.
Several months after I began to disciple Rick, Elizabeth, my wife, began to meet with Robin, study the Bible and Jesus. And over the course of time, Robin came to a point where she was ready to repent of her sin and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she'd like to be baptized today. And give people the option if they want to come up here or just give me something written. She chose this course. And I understand that. And if that's you, hey, there's evidence right there. Okay. But Robin says that she grew up going to a Methodist church for a number of years. And once becoming established in Noonan with her family, they met the Springers. They met us, who led us to Emmanuel Baptist Church. And one night during a Bible study, I realized just how much I needed God in my life. 8 months ago, I gave my life to Christ and asking him to be my Lord and Savior. Now I have forgiveness and peace because of Jesus. So we praise the Lord for that. And as we were heading toward this special day for Rick and Robin to join Emmanuel Baptist Church, Bryson approached me saying that he wanted to be baptized as well. So we had a sit-down meeting to take our time, children, amen, and discuss what it means to be saved. Well, Bryson understood that. He understood what it means. It means to repent of his sins, believe Jesus died for his sins, was buried and rose again, and he has professed that Jesus Christ is Lord and does believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. He's called on the Lord to save him. And now, Bryson, Jim, can we make this red mic hot? Bryson, why don't you come on up here, and Bryson has a testimony as well to give to the church. If you want to step.
Hello, everybody. Today I'll be sharing when I was saved. It was about 5 months ago. My family was going to this nice, loving, sweet church. I was wanting to be saved, but I did not know to do. So then October rolls around, and in the Oktoberfest, everyone's has a good time, winning prizes. That night when I went home, I did the pumpkin that came in the bag along with the tickets, and I was staring at it, and I read it. I knew that this was how I was going to get saved.
So I read the pumpkin,
and I prayed to God to give me knowledge and to be my salvation. It was at church when we talked to God, and I prayed, and I knew that I was saved. And I was very happy that day, and if anyone is not yet saved, I pray that those people can come to realize that the Lord Jesus is their Savior, that they know that God sent their Son to the earth to die for our sins. Thank all of you wonderful, beautiful people for letting me share my testimony.
Amen. And Riley is very interested in what God's doing in her family. She's growing in her understanding of the gospel, how God calls her to respond to the gospel. And we pray that in time when she is ready, she will also repent of her sins, believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, be baptized, and join Emmanuel Baptist Church as well. And Denny, you have something short to say? Go ahead and say it. You can come here. All right. That's fine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I pray to God for my family and my friends.
Amen. Amen. So after reviewing their professions of faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I am recommending Rick, Robin, and Bryson Whitaker to become members of Emmanuel Baptist Church. Rick, of course, by statement of faith, having believed the gospel and being baptized at a church that teaches sound doctrine in Texas. And then also Robin and Bryson becoming a part of this body by believers' baptism today. Do I have a motion to accept them into membership? Motion made by Richard Hawk. Do I have a second? Second made by Chris Cannon. All in favor, please raise your right hand. Any opposed? Unanimous? Motion carries. So I've already told you what these baptisms signify today. That water is not washing away sin. We're saying that I'm saved by the blood of the crucified Son. His blood washes away our sin. But this is a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. How their old way of life is dead and buried, and they're alive unto God. Not perfect, but guess what? Your pastor ain't perfect either. But we are walking together in newness of life. We're following the Lord.